Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashachi Bhattacharji. The government today convened an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of parliament in Delhi. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Indian ministers Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan and Ramdas Athawale, and Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Truchi Seva, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi were among those who attended the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time. The session will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, State of Conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. In Uttarakhand, three pilgrims were killed while five others injured in a landslide near Chidwasa on the Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudraprayag district this morning. Of the deceased, two were from Maharashtra and one was a local resident. All the devotees were en route to Kedarnath from Gaurikund. NDRF, SDRF and local police carried out the rescue operations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed grief at the loss of lives and instructed for prompt and enhanced medical care to the injured. Meanwhile, Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across the state over the next 48 hours. The Met Department has issued a red alert for the Kumayun region and a yellow alert for the Garhwal region. Guru Purnima is being celebrated today to honor pivotal role of teachers and spiritual mentors in the society. It falls on the full moon day of Ashada month. On this day, people express gratitude to teachers and spiritual mentors who guided and shaped their lives with their wisdom and blessings. This day is also called as Vyasa Purnima to commemorate the birth anniversary of sage Vedvyas. Lord Buddha had given his first sermon on this occasion after achieving enlightenment under the Bodhi tree at Bodh Gaya. He had travelled to Sarnath from Bodh Gaya and gave his sermon on the full moon day. Thus, the followers of Lord Buddha worship him on this day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Guru Purnima. In Gujarat, 10 teams of NDRF have been deployed in Surat, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra Nagar Haveli, Porbandar, Junagar, Dwarka and Gir Somnath districts in view of the red alert issued for heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. Several districts including Narmada, Dangs, Bharuch, Tapi, Rajkot, Jamnagar, Amreli, Bhavnagar, Kutch and Diu have been placed under an orange alert. IMD has forecast widespread rainfall in the state over the next 4 days. In Kerala, the 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away this morning. The child was on ventilator support at Kozhikode Medical College Hospital. The funeral will be held as per Nipah protocol. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, the crucial Group A match between India and UAE is underway at Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India breached the 200 mark for the first time in T20 eyes by reaching 201 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. For India, captain Harmanpreet Kaur top scored with 66 of 47 balls. Richa Ghosh belted an unbeaten 64 of just 29 balls and Shefali Verma made 37 of 18 balls. Earlier, UAE won the toss and opted to field. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.